Vayter in Shas. We are in Menachos Daf Lamed Gimel, picking up on the top of the page, second line. V'yamar Yehuda Amar Shmuel Ksava Al Shnei Dapim. If one wrote the mezuzah on two columns, half in one, half in the other, psula, it's going to be no good. Meisri Frekta Gemara, really, that's a problem. Ksava Al Shnei Dapim Be'nicha B'Shnei Sipim. If one wrote the mezuzah on two columns and placed it in two doorposts on a doorway, then psula, it's going to be no good, which is mashma that it's only a problem because the entire mezuzah is not on one doorpost. Habasaf echad ksher, that implies that it would be on one, then it would be actually kosher, even if it's in two columns. And for the Gemara, uya l'shnei sipim kamar, meaning it's fit for two doorposts, that's going to be a problem. Rashi says, shehiniach gvil chilek bein. Chalak bein daf ladaf, you left an empty space between each one of these columns. So uyan lechalik l'shtayim, and it's right to split it into two. Chetzikan v'chetzikan, that's still going to be a problem even for someone doorpost. So Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel b'mezuzah halech acher heker tzir. In reference to the dinim of mezuzah, we go after the tzir. The tzir is the way that the door opens and closes. Right, so heker tzir, we're going to see what does that mean. My heker tzir, what does that mean? Amrav Ada Afkasa. Afkasa is a socket. Rashi says also chor, that hole should be skupa, should tzir delis soviv bo. Right, in the hole in the that the door like turns on. Now we have what's called hinges, but they didn't have hinges. They had these type of pins that came out of the top and the bottom of the door, which fit into the holes of the doorway. So hechidami, what's the case in which we go according to this hekertz here? Can go on pischa de bein tribati, like the case of an entrance is between two houses, bein beigavri lebein nashi, between the men's house and the woman's house, right? There was this is talking about a house with a wall down the middle that divided the house into two rooms. Each has its own door to the outside with a door in the wall that you can go between the two different rooms. So the person who owns this place, he divides his house in this way so that there would be one room for men who came to visit. So this is a men's house, and the other for his wife to go and do what she needs to take care of. The question over here about the mezuzah on the door between the two rooms. Right? We're going to learn in the Lamed Daled that the mezuzah has to be put on the right side as one enters the house. So how do you determine what's the going into the entryway for the door between these two different rooms? And that case is where he's talking about over here, that Yehuda said Shmuel, that we go according to that, the Heker Tzir. Whichever room has the hole for the door is considered the inside, and the mezuzah is placed on the right side as one enters into the room from the other room. Okay. Reish Galusa Benabesa. Start a time. The Reish Galusa was the head of the Reish, the head of Galusa, of Galus. He's the person who would take care of all the government stuff with the Yidden. And he was considered a chashuva person. Governmentally, Amalei Rav Nachman, Search Gusel Bana Beisa, Amalei Rav Nachman, Le Rav Nachman, Kvali Mezuzasa, says, put for me a mezuzah, Rav Nachman, Tlei Dashe Bereisha, put up the doorposts first. You can't have a case of it's got to be Tasha Veloman Asoy, not something that gets built around it, but it has to be built first, then you put it up. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, Asan Kamin Neger, if one made the mezuzah, he put it up like a bolt, then psula, it's going to be pasul. Rashi says the son coming nagars shekava v'tachva b'saf kenagar shetochven and the garm because kazeh, that they stuck it in, then psula, the mitzvah to place it ba'orech b'saf kazeh nagar. Okay, so you see how like if you there's a picture right here in Rashi, if you stick it in the wall horizontally, it's a problem. It's got to be in the vertical way. So, Amy, is it really true that the mezuzah is going to be no good? Yitzchak by Yosef, Amar, when he came, he said, "Kulam mezuzasa debei Rebbe kemin neger habu avdina." All mezuzahs of Rebbe's house are made like these bolts. Vahi pescha da'il bei Rebbe lebei mezuzah, and the entrance with Rebbe would go into the base medrash. in his own entrance near his seat, that he would go in and come out so that he wouldn't have to cause everybody to stand up for him every time he passed by the main entrance. Lo hava le mezuzah, it didn't have a mezuzah. But the point is, we see that the first part, that a mezuzah, like a bolt, is taka something which is okay. Lo kasha, says Gemara, no, it's not a question, because we're talking about two different things. Ha da avida ki siksa, and ha da avida ki istavira. The case of like a bolt that Rav Yehuda Merav says is no good is where he made it like a peg. And that's going to be problematic. Like it's horizontally into the wall, like a nail you nail in. And the other one is talking about where he made it like a istavira, is Rashi says, "Haynu makam chibur hashok veharegel umadhu kazek shira." And if he did it like an ankle, Rashi shows a picture of that like goes like the letter L, right? So it's going the opposite direction L, but anyway, that's going to be fine. Any now, whatever the second part, what it says that his entrance to the base range didn't have him. Is any is it true? Is it, could that be? Vaha who piska the hava oil bay Rav Huna levi midrasha v'havi le mezuzah. There was this entrance Rav Huna would enter in through, and it did have a mezuzah. Who rugal hava? That was one that he that was normally used. Most people who came into the base range used that kinisa. Yeah, that's why I needed a mezuzah. The Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, b'mezuzah halech achay rogil. In reference to the mezuzah, we go by the way that people normally go in. If there's two entrances to a room, the mezuzah put on the entrance that is more commonly used. The next daf, Lamed Daled, is going to deal with how that makes any sense, because you really would think you'd put mezuzah on every door, but okay, but for now we say you put on one that is more commonly used. Now, where do you put it on the doorpost? Amar Bizeir, Amar of Mas, Amar Shmuel, Mitzvah Lanicha B'tchilas Shlish Ha'elyon. That means it's to put it in the beginning of the upper third. You take the doorpost, you split into thirds, you have the top one, in the middle two, to the bottom three, you put it on the bottom of number one, right, so on the top of number two. That's where you put it, at the beginning of the third, of the top third. Rav Huna Amar Megbia Minakarka Tefach. One, and he says a double whammy here. One is, yeah, Rav Huna Amar Megbia Minakarka Tefach Umarchik Minakura Tefach V'chola Pesach Kula Kosham Zuzu. Rav Huna says it's got to be at least one Tefach above the floor, one tefach below the ceiling, and anywhere that's going to be in that range is going to be kosher. Basically, can't be within a tefach of the top or the bottom. That's what Yehuda says. Rabbi Yossi, I'm ukshartam uksaftam. Pasuk says you shall ukshartam leosayidach, yutulus beninecha, and uksaftam amzus beisachal visharacha, and they equate the two of those things together. Makshira begova, just like when you're tying the tefillin, it's got to be high up. Rashi says tefillin begova harosh kedamina b'hi pirka, kedamina b'hi pirka. Daf lamed zayin, makom shemocho shel tinok ro, facing a place with the fontanelle. Makshira begova, afksir begova. So too, the writing has to be also has to be begova. Did I read that right? Afksiva begova. Interesting. Rashi says, "Afnasina, mezuzah begova haPesach, umash v'samach l'tikras haPesach." So I'd be close to the ceiling. And Yichenu, but lo kim Shmuel the Amar b'tchila shlisha elyon milmata lamala. Not from the beginning of the third over there, but pretty much it's got to be at the top of the doorpost. That's the highest part. Bishlam the Rav Huna who da Amar Rav Yehuda. Now it makes sense that this price is not a kash against Rav Huna because he says according to Rav Yehuda. Elu the Shmuel, the Amar Kaman. Who is Shmuel going like when he says the first part of the upper third? The lower part of the upper third. Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna says Liolam Kirabi Yosi. I'm going to say that Shmuel is going according to Rabbi Yosi. Beep. Turn the page. Lamed Gimel Amar Beis. Am I Tchila Shlisha Elyon Deka Amar? And what does he mean over here when he says the mitzvah to put the mezuzah at the beginning of the upper third that Shmuel is putting down here? Laharchika. It's talking about in terms of marchik shalol harchika minakora shalmaila yoser mishlish, that the one should not distance it from the upper beam more than a third the height of the doorpost. What comes out from here at the end of the day with Shmuel is saying that the mezuzah can be put anywhere within the upper third of the doorpost. So it doesn't matter, you put it at the beginning of it, and you can place it even within the tefach closest to the top, and that's what it seems like it's saying. It's a big halachic discussion about this, and for that, take a look. Amar Rav, mitzvah la'nicha b'tefach ha'samach l'rishus harabim. There's a mitzvah to put the mezuzah within the tefach that's closest to the rishus harabim. Imagine you have a thick entranceway as you come in. You know, usually we're used to a wall. You know, as you walk in, you have the doorway. You know, it's not thick at all. But let's say it's like a stone. You have like these stone doorways since you're coming into a building or something like that. Yerushalayim could be a classic type of situation there. That's very thick. Then it should be done within the outermost tefach. It's facing the Rishus Rabbim. My timer, what's the reason? Rabbanan Amar, Kedei Sheyifka B'mezuzah Miyad. So one should encounter the mezuzah immediately. You come into the house, that's the first thing you should be able to get. Rav Chinan Misura Amar, Yehechi Disintarei. That the mezuzah should guard the house. It should protect the entire house from any mazikin. And therefore, you keep it towards the entrance. Rashi says, L'chol habayis min mazikin. Amar Rabbi Chanina, bo re'ei shalok midas basa b'dam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas basa b'dam. The way of Hashem is not the way of people. Midas basa b'dam, melech yosim yuftim v'am misham yosim v'chutz. The way that it works with people is that the king sits in the innermost part, and he got his guard sitting on the outside. But when it comes to Hashem, it is because Baruch Hu Einu Kein. Avad of Yoshem Yivnim, his servants sit inside. Vehu Mishamer Mechutz, he guards from outside. Shenemar Hashem Shomerecha Hashem Tzilcha Al Yad Yeminecha. And this is talking about here, it's a hint to the mezuzah, which is on your right side, as you enter into the house. It's just mezuzah liyad ha-yamin, he v'knisasa. Da Rash of Yosef prayed the Rav Mishmer the Rava Hamik La Tefach. One made the hole in the doorpost for the mezuzah a tefach deep, and then put the mezuzahs there. Then psula, right? That's going to be puzzle. Lema Masayla. Let's back him up. Then that is at Hinicha Betzbe Patzin Oshetala Aleha Malbein.
If let's say somebody went ahead and they put the mezuzah in the board, the patzin, or let's say they put it shetola aleh malbin, or they put a brick over it, says Rashi, patzin, dahinu saf mezuzah shel tzuris ha-pesach, oh, shetola aleh malbin, levana, levena, brick. Shel achir shekava mezuzah besaf, after they put it over there, as husiv malbin bepetach, keneged ha-pesach, they put something over it, im yesh ba'omek ha-patzin, obos and malbin she Tola al mezuzah tefach to hash to hear mezuzah to chuba baomka kosa tefach tzarech mezuzah acheres to chula tola loshan. Okay, let's see. Inside the Gemara says that ichu batzuzal in yeisham tefach tzarech mezuzah acheres. If there's a tefach, that needs another mezuzah. If the outer surface of the doorpost or the facing or the facing is thing over there's a tefach or more. That's how thick it was. Then he doesn't fulfill the mitzvah with the first mezuzah as it is, and he has to put another mezuzah over there, or take out the first one and reposition it properly. Im lav, eino tzarech mezuzah acheres. If it's not a tefillah, then he does not need another mezuzah. Okay, so it sounds like it's going to be good if it's inside the doorpost. Skidanya he, so there's no thunder back. Because when was that taught? Pesach she'ochori adelos. With regard to an entrance that is behind the door. We're talking about, imagine you come to a corner of a house. You have a house as a square, and you come to the corner of a house, and you stick your hand on the right side, you're on the right side of the you know, one wall, and then the left side, you're like hugging the wall. The left wall and the right wall. So it's two corners over there. Then what we have is, if both of those have an entrance way, and let's say you put it where your right hand is, all the way over there, if that middle post in between is a tefach wide, then these are considered two separate entrances, and these are a mezuzah. But if it's less than a tefach, consider one entrance, it only needs one mezuzah. In fact, Amar, what do you mean? Ba'al behedya katanila, that's taught straight up in the Braisa later on. It says, Pesach shocher adalos, if an entrance is behind the door, imisham tefach tzach mezuzah cher, so tefach needs another one. V'yom lav, and it's tzach mezuzah cher, so clearly you can't be talking about that. Kate said, katani. Pardon, that's the answer. Ketzet katani. Not an issue, it's explaining how. Rashi says, V'hachi kamar, ha'nicha b'patzimu sh'tala alea ma'albinim yeisham tefach v'chulu. Ketzet, kikon pesach sh'ogher delas. So for the saying, but they're talking about the same thing. Ta'ana, we learned in a b'raisa, hamid la ma'albin al kanim, if someone set up for it a frame of kanim, of reeds. He didn't have wood to make the doorpost, so he made it out of reeds. Chotech shvoferes menicha. He cuts open a tube, and he places the mezuzah in the hollow space of the reed. This dim was only taught when he first put up the reed in the doorway to serve as a doorpost, and afterwards he cut the reed and placed the mezuzah inside of it, so the mezuzah was put after the doorpost was there. If you first put the mezuzah in there and then you set it up, then it's going to be no good because of an issue of ta'asev, the mitzvah is that you shall make and not that it's something which is already made. These entranceways that are not, they're like messed up. Term in the mezuzah, they're put there from mezuzah. My pischa shemai, what does that mean? That it's all messed up? Like pugum or whatever, shemai. Pligi bar of richume v'abba yosi. Chad amr de leslu tikra. One says that we're talking about a case where it does not have a roof on the top, meaning on the top of the doorway. It doesn't go up. It doesn't have doorposts. There's a top, but it doesn't have the sides. A chsadra, this is talking about a roofed area that's closed on three sides, with the fourth side entirely open, so that there's a lot of light over there. Ventilation. There's like a small little wall that comes across the top to support the roof that it doesn't come falling down. Rashi shlosha the funas tumas below pesach for avias psucha legame mitachas of alamai liyish l'dofen ma'at ha'machzik ha'zeschach. L'fi she'ein la psimim. It doesn't have side posts. In fact, the Gemara, ha yesh la psim chayev. The mashmaos over here is that if it would have had side posts on the fourth sides, then it would have been chayav mezuzah. But why would this make it a mezuzah if they just put there just a support and it's not done as a doorway? Rashi is just shalut hipo. However, the Gemara Halchi Kamar, afal pi sheyesh lo patzimim p'tura. This means that even if it had side posts, it's going to be part of a mezuzah. It's exempt. She'ein asuya l'chizuk l'tikra. Amar Abaye, chazin alhu l'ispelite that debay mar. I saw these areas, or it says a chsadros to be rabba, this like type of gazebos. This will be simi v'lesa mezuzta, v'ab simi v'ta mezuzta, k'sav v'the chizik tikra hu davi, they did it for the chizik. Meis, v'in fact, the Gemara, beis shah chsadro, mer pesis chayav mezuzta, yuchayav mezuzta, b'chsadro to be rav. This is talking about that one of the rav, that it is a very particular thing. This is Rashi. Here's the dal defunus. Elishin Magios Aschach. That's four. It doesn't go all the way to the top. Achsadri Rav, ki indura ma'al yasu. What do you want to say? This classroom over here is like a real room over here and therefore needs a mezuzah. Why would you have to tell me that? Obviously, it's going to be chayef, right? What's the chiddush? Achsadri Romisa. We're talking about over here a Roman one. It's all closed, but it's got lots of windows. So we think that this type, does it need a mezuzah? Actually, it does. Amar Achva, Amar Yehu, Rabbi Huda, Bei Harzike Chayev B'Shtei Mezuzos. The Merzuke house needs two mezuzahs. My Bei Harzike, what does that mean? Amar Papa Saba Mishmei Derav. He says that Beis Shar HaPasuach L'Chatzer Yobatam Suchem L'Beis Shar. The Prophet says it's a gatehouse that's open to the courtyard, and houses are open to the gatehouse. So it's going to need two mezuzahs. One is the entrance from the chatzer to the Harzike house, and one from the entrance to the Harzike house to the house itself. Tanu Rabbanan. Let's say of this gatehouse that's open to a garden and to a room. There are two entrances to the gatehouse, one from the garden and one from the room. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Nidon be Kitonis. It's considered to be, it's judged
as belonging to the room and it requires a mezuzah. Chamorim nidon kebeishar. Though it's considered like a beishar, and it does not mean nidon mezuzah. Rav Shimon Dami Tavara both say, migina labayis kulem lo pligi dechaya, from the garden to the house, everyone agrees that needs a mezuzah. My taima bia debayisi. What's the reason? It's the entrance of the house. Kepligi mebeis. Abayis Lugina, from the house to the garden, where the door opens from the gatehouse into the garden. That's, this is the question. Marsavir Kitonis Iker. One says that the room is the Iker, is the primary over here. Right? So we follow the indication of the pivot. That refers only to cases where the areas on either side of the door are both where you live, the primary place you live. In that case, we consider the door to have been made primarily to serve as an entrance to the side that is the pivot and the exit from the other side rather than the opposite. But in this case, where the room is the primary area where he's living, the garden isn't, the entrance is deemed to have been made primarily to serve as an entrance to the living area, or to the room, and as an exit from the garden, despite the fact that it's in the garden, this pivot's in the garden. Mar Savar Kitani Sekiru, Mar Savar Gina Iker, one says, no, that the gardens is the Iker. Rav of Yosef, from the house to the garden, everyone agrees that it's going to be pater from mezuzah. When the door opens from the gatehouse to the garden, my taima pisca deginahu. What's the reason? Because the entranceway of the garden. Keep leaving me get the bias. When it goes from the garden to the house, my son of Bia the bias, who one says that it's the entry to the house. So my son of Kula. Another one says that its entirety is for the gatehouse. Beep, turn the page on the mouth. A dite de ginahu avida. Everything's done for the das of the garden. Right? The other thing is just to guard the garden. Abaye Varava of the Karaba Rav Yosef, they deal with Rav Yosef, they potter the doorway to the garden from a mezuzah where this indication over here was in the garden. And right? Rav Ashi Avid Krav Shmuel Lachomer. Rav Ashi ruled according to Rav and Shmuel, they were Machmer. The Hilchasa, the Lacha is Krav Ushmuel Lachomer, like Rav and Shmuel Le Chumra. Rashi says, Umachach Mezuzah Le Tavayu. It's fairly like Rav Yossi. They both need it because they hold like Rav Yossi. Oh, they need a Mezuzah. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. On which I all a great, great day.